Hey, greetings everybody, it's Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, I have a really unusual topic for you today. Swimming for saints. Swimming for saints. Yeah, I know it's unusual, but you know, it's a relevant topic for those of us that are striving in holiness to seek the kingdom of God and obey God. It comes up every summer. Well, even when we go down south and preach all winter, it's relevant down there as well. So I thought I better do a teaching on it. Came up with a saint recently because they have small children. Let's just cover some groundwork as we talk about swimming for saints. Now, as saints of God, we're to be holy in all our ways, right? 1 Peter 1:15. So we must live accordingly in the world. Live holy. Holy means separate for God. Now, in this perverse world that we live in, I'm in America, but I know saints all over the world, it's the same all over the world. It's come to a place in churchianity, even people that claim God, where it's okay to act godly on Sunday morning. You know, put on a little bit better clothes, even though they're not biblical. But then it's okay to go to a beach, get half naked around a whole bunch of other strangers that are half naked, to please your flesh in the sun and the water and flop around. How they think this is godly, holy. Is God not everywhere? Yeah, He is. When we study God's Word, what do we see? Both the Old Testament and the New Testament, it says we're not to see other people's nakedness, even our own family. Go read Leviticus 18. And we're to be blameless in a perverse generation. Philippians 2:15. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Saints, how can we shine and be blameless as coming out of the world, shine as lights? How can we do that if we're flopping around at the beach in nakedness that dishonors God? Yeah, I'm amazed people think they can do this and then go to the beach and get naked for fun. They're totally void of truth, holiness, and they're not being guided by the Holy Spirit. I can promise you that. So I want to be clear now. Am I saying if it's boiling hot out, you can never go into any water and cool off? No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. But what I will say is the swimming event, going to cool off, let's call it a cooling off event. I don't like the word swimming because that makes it fleshly, fun, and carnal. The cooling off event, it shouldn't be about fleshly fun, jumping around, having all kinds of excitement. It should be done for cooling off. When you take a shower, I hope you go in the shower to take a shower to clean your body, wash your hair, and it doesn't take you all that long and then you're done. I hope you don't go in there doing all kinds of other things that are fun and doing all kinds of things, right? You get my point. Target specific, what are you doing it for? Most people tell me, well, it's okay to go in the water and cool off. Yeah, if you're just going in the water to cool off, I think it's a really okay idea if it's done appropriately. But remember, we're to example Jesus and Paul, right? 1 Corinthians. Jesus and Paul didn't go to the Roman water baths or the Israelite water baths to have fun and flop around. They didn't. Our downtime should be out in the Father's creation, restoring ourselves. And if we do that, I know water, God created, right? Lakes and oceans, I get it. But it should be done in holiness, sobriety, not fleshly, carnal, flopping around ways. And what we do is we teach our children that we're never off the clock, as they say. Remember, you got a job, you punch the clock, and you go, ooh, I'm off the clock now. We're never off the clock when we're married. You're never off the clock as a parent. You're never off the clock as a holy saint of God. Our children need to see that. We never lower our guard. We never lower our standards, except for the private places, bathroom and bedroom. That's what I've been teaching people. Even in a home with other siblings and mom and dad mingling with the children, it's still not a fully private place, is it? No, it's public spaces all over the house. So we need to do that accordingly. So let's look at some ways that we can be able to cool off with family members. I'm speaking about families here, and still be holy and still be blameless in it all. Let's look at a couple of ideas, okay? All right, so we're going to look at some ideas, and again, aiming at families, mom, dad, children, of how you can do this, cooling off, not swimming, flopping around fleshly, cooling off sessions, and how it can be done holy, biblically, and appropriate. Number one, it shouldn't be done around others that are in the world, that are half naked at public beaches, lakes, things like that. Yeah, unless you can find a private place to go cool off with your family, don't go in the water. Don't go to those places where people are running around half naked. It's not appropriate. Not good training for the children. It's not good for mom and dad to see other people running around naked. We're not supposed to see people's nakedness. Public beaches with these naked people should be off limits to holy saints and their families. And I've even instructed husbands and wives that have unbelieving partners that they have to let their partner know, if you want to go to that beach, I'm not going. You got to go on your own. I'll go to a private lake with you somewhere and do it appropriately. I'm not going to this public place. We must draw lines for God, Acts 5:29. We obey God, not men or women. So we obey God first. So first thing, number one, don't be going to those public places, exposing your children to people exposing themselves. Number two, we're never allowed to dress down outside of private places. Remember, I did some other audios. The bathroom and the bedroom at home are the really only true private places we can expect. Everywhere else, inside the home with siblings and mom and dad, there's public places. Hallways, kitchens, living rooms. These are all public where we got to carry ourselves appropriately, right? So when it comes to swimming, no, cooling off. I don't like the word swimming, and I'll get to why. Cooling off, I suggest full body dress coverage. Long, loose garments that cover you. You don't take off stuff to go in the water to cool off because you want to be appropriate and still covering your form. And what I recommend is, so the young girls, young boys, mom, dad, you go in the water with what you normally would wear. Okay, maybe you might come up with some kind of a water outfit. That's fine. I go in with my tunic when my wife and I go in a private setting. I'll cover that in a minute. And she goes in with her top and dress on. But I suggest full body coverage. And then here's the key. You get in the water about up to your shoulders so that you can cool off, right? That's the goal. It's not a swimming session. It's a cool off session. So you get into about up to your shoulders, up to your neck. And then there's not a lot of jumping around, flopping around, getting out, running in. Yeah, there's not a lot of that. Why? A couple of reasons. One, especially for young girls, if they're head covering, that creates a real problem. Head covering, wet hair, all that stuff creates a real problem. And two, your wet form. It's not a good thing. Brothers shouldn't be seeing their sisters' wet forms. They shouldn't be seeing their brothers. They shouldn't be seeing mom and dad's. Wet forms, I don't need to go there. We know what that looks like. No matter what you wear, when you're wet, it sticks right to you. So I suggest full body coverage, same clothes you would wear always or the same type of form, not jumping around, flopping around, diving under the water. Okay, a little boy or boys that don't have to cover their heads, yeah, they can go under the water and come up a little bit and their head's wet. I get it. Girls have to be careful with head coverings that their hair is not being exposed around everyone out in the public. So this should be, like I said, a cooling time, not an active jumping around fleshly time with family. As they're cooling their flesh, I want you to teach them to kill their flesh. No, children, we don't jump around and act like this in the water. We do what's appropriate. Get down to your neck, cool off, sit calmly, quietly, enjoy it, and then you're going to get out, and we'll talk about how we get out to be appropriate, right? Teach them to kill their flesh while they're cooling it off. Number three, when it comes time to exit the water, right, we've had a nice, calm, cooling time together. The boys turn away to be respectful. The girls slip out of the water and put a towel rail over themselves instantly and go to a private place to change and get appropriate. Yeah, you don't run in and out of the water, jumping around, flopping around. No, you don't do that. That's not appropriate. And then when it comes to boys' time to get out, the girls are not, you know, in sight. The boys get out, quickly change into dry clothes. Again, seeing wet forms is not a good thing. It's like at a baptism. When we baptize somebody, when they come out of the water, we instantly throw something dry around them. No matter what you wear, when you're wet, it's not a good sight. You don't want to be seeing that unless it's your husband or your wife. So that's how you exit the water, where everyone's appropriate. Mom takes the girls, dad takes the boys. Everyone understands the order. I mean, let's face it here, folks. If it's really about cooling off, like everybody tells me, oh, it's just about cooling off. It's not for fun and frivolity and flesh. Okay. If it's just for cooling off, I know all about that. Teach the children to enter the water, stay down up to their shoulders, cool off, then get out, all in a God-honoring, holy, sober fashion. Is that too much to ask for our Savior? I don't think so. Now, you have small children, but they want to build sandcastles and run on the beach and kick a ball around. That should all be done either before or after the cooling off event. Don't mingle the two. You don't want people running around in their soaking wet clothing. It's not appropriate. Now, I'll be honest, Sister Debbie and I, my wife, we've been known. There's a private lake we go to in Nebraska when we're out preaching. It's a free camp spot. Generally, there's no one around. It's awesome. Water's crystal clear. We get there and it can be 100 degrees. We look around and we go, nobody's here. Not a soul in sight. Let's slip in the water. And my wife and I will slip in the water together. Yeah, it's nice. It's refreshing. Mm-hmm. And then we get out of the water. We change in case anyone else shows up. We're always ready with a towels and everything to slip out quickly if we see a car or something coming. It's refreshing, no doubt about it. But it's never done in public. We're not indecent, although we could be as husband and wife. I won't even go there. We could be totally indecent if we wanted, not indecent, but we could be dressed down, but we don't do that in public like that. But if we had children and they were with us, oh, we would do it totally different. Yeah, we would do it very different. We would make sure that there wasn't, well, we don't jump around and flop around anyway. We do what I told you. We go into the water up to about our necks. We sit, we talk, we cool off. It's refreshing. Actually, for Sister Debbie and I, it's a way we wash some of our clothes because being on the road, we don't have access to a washing machine. And then we get out. So we would do the same thing with our children and then teach them to look away as the boys and the girls get out, all of that type of stuff. So that's what I would offer to you. I don't think this cooling off, it's not swimming, should be a cooling off. I don't think it should be a common thing either, like every day, every weekend, even if you live by a beach and a lake. Why? We don't need to be indulging our flesh like that. We're to be killing our flesh. We never see Jesus, Peter, and Paul, who lived by many oceans in the Middle East. We don't have any accounts of Jesus or Paul going swimming and flopping around to have fun, to be with the Father. No, Jesus went in the wilderness. He prayed. He went out and got away from people. They lived in a hot, arid environment. Not one account of them flopping around. The only time they got close to water was when they were fishing. And that was for work and to catch food. So I don't think it should be a common thing. And if it is a common thing, it should always be done appropriately. Now, if you did live by an ocean and it became a common thing and it was hot and the kids look forward to it, if it's done appropriately, I don't have a problem with it if you do it every day. Problem is, can you keep it orderly, keep it sober, keep it holy, keep it not fleshly? Not the jumping, flopping around, running in and out. That's going to be difficult, but you'll have to deal with that, moms and dads. Jesus and Paul, we don't have any evidence of them swimming and going and jumping and flopping around. No, we want to imitate them. Now, I will say this. Getting into the water up to your neck and cooling off and sitting there calmly, that's actually a much better choice than running through your backyard in a sprinkler when the boys and the girls and mom and dad are getting soaking wet in their clothing. Yeah. Yeah, going down in the water and staying there and then getting out and covering yourself up, that's actually a better choice. We've seen that too with other Christians that say, well, we're putting a sprinkler on in the backyard and everybody, including the parents, are running around in it, throwing water on each other. It's not good, saints. It's not a good sight. And I don't want to be seen as prudish, but I do want to be seen as holy and sober. And everybody will say, oh, you know, the kids just want to have fun. The kids, you know, kids want to have fun, they say to me. Well, I understand that, but I have a question. Isn't it your goal to train them up? Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. So I have a question. What's the goal? To train up your children to be fleshly, fun-loving, flopping around, carnal people that are looking to please their flesh? Or is the goal that they be holy, sober, godly, under control, under order, adults one day? And doesn't that process start the day you bring them home? I think it does. when do you switch it if it isn't? You let them be worldly, flopping around carnal till, what, 10, 12, 11, 13? Where do you flip the switch? You don't. You teach them to be godly, holy saints right from the start. Ponder that. Are you teaching your children to grow up to be holy, set apart, sober, separate from the world, not living to please their flesh? Just some things to ponder. I hope this has given you some things to ponder about saints and swimming. To be holy, that means to be separate for God. 2 Peter 3:11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Yeah, we're supposed to be that in all our ways, saints. How you cool off, I don't call it swimming, I don't recommend swimming. How you cool off should be done in holiness, in order, appropriateness, biblical dress, not in the flesh. I hope that's helped you. Thanks for listening in. It's been Brother James on the gospel road, preaching the gospel. Yeah, trying to carry ourselves every day in holiness and order. We want to be examples to other people. When you go to the water, God's watching. The children are watching. The other partner is watching, whether they're a believer or unbeliever. Yeah, make sure you're never off the clock. Make sure you are always carrying yourself in an appropriate, holy fashion for our glorious Savior. Hey, till next time, let us know how we can help you in faith. We love you all. The most refreshing thing you'll ever know is obeying Christ because of the gospel and what he's done for us and walking in spirit and truth. You want to talk about refreshing? Yeah, and that's eternal. Cooling off and all the things people do is temporal and corruptible. Seek for that which is incorruptible. And we're here to help you in all your ways. May God be praised.